Peter Tilden, live 9 to midnight here on Talk Radio 790 KBC with the one and only Jack Abramoff, former lobbyist, Washington, D.C. power player, went to jail, wrote a book, Capital Punishment, The Hard Truth About Washington Corruption from America's Most Notorious Lobbyist. How you doing?
Doing great, Peter. Thanks.
What are you spending your time doing? Because I know you owe the government a blank load of money.
Yeah. No, it's, I owe the $44 million in restitution. I'm spending my time trying to make $44 million in $5 so I can live off of $5.
So if you make 10 bucks, how much do you have to give them? Is there a percentage you have to give them?
Yeah, it's a sliding scale. The more I make, the more the higher percentage goes.
So if people don't know your story, you did some dealing on the behalf of Indian casinos. They felt like they were robbed. What is the subtext of murder? I watched the movie Casino Jack again the other night. It's one of those, every time it's on, I watch it. I think, what was the percentage you gave on the air last time of accuracy of that movie?
Oh, gosh, probably 15, maybe, on a good night.
So a lot of it was fabricated.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you get popped for? Explain to people what exactly you got nailed for.
Well, what I pled to were three things. One, that in dealing with my clients, I didn't inform them that I was sharing in the profits of one of the vendors that I brought in and worked with and created and designed their effort. But it was an independent company from my lobbying firm, and I was splitting the profit with them after having worked on the efforts. But I didn't formally inform them of that, and I really had to do it.
Okay.
It wouldn't have changed anything, but still it was their right. Number two, I pled guilty to basically the big lobbying thing, providing contributions, meals, tickets to ball games, and all sorts of stuff in a way to get public servants, those being congressmen, to do the bidding of my team.
And thank goodness that doesn't go on anymore, right?
Yeah, fortunately, I was the last one, and I may have been the only one. And obviously, unfortunately, it does go on. But actually, what I'm doing, I'll tell you the third one, and then I'll get into what I'm doing. But I'm trying to fight that. But the third thing I pled to was tax fraud, which wound up being basically diverting money that was payable to me to charities. And I have sort of a charity addiction where we gave away about 80% of the money I made. And so instead, in some cases, I just diverted it right to the charities. And that was wrong, and I wound up, it was minuscule in terms of the tax amount. And in fact, I wound up with a tax refund, by the way, at the end of the day, sitting in prison. I wound up getting a tax refund.
Did you get a break from sentencing because the money went to charity, even though it was illegal?
No, absolutely not. The sentencing, I wound up with a gross number of 120 months. I got a break of down to 70 months based on cooperating and pleading and not fighting and, working to try to repair things. And then in the prison itself, I participated in every program and behaved myself so that I didn't lose any of the good time off. And got out of the prison after 43 months, had another 6 months on home confinement, and now I'm on probation.
How do they treat an Orthodox Jew in prison? Are you allowed to do Friday night services and get kosher meals and the whole bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Federal prison provides for every accepted or recognized religion's practices. And Judaism is, of course, a recognized religion. And so they provided us with kosher food. And, they were the sort of crappy airline meals that from the 60s, the worst, possible things to eat. But it was kosher. And it was
better, better than the regular meals, Jack? Like, if I go into prison and I'm not kosher, if I'm listening right now, I'm about to do a Fed sentence, should I ask for kosher meals, tell them I'm kosher? Is it better?
A lot of the times it's better. It's cleaner. When I worked in prison, I worked in the kitchen at first, and they brought in a box one day of salmon, and on the box it said not fit for human consumption.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did. Yes,
like
it did.
Like a guy hand wrote that, or that was actually
stamped? No, that was stamped on the box, and I was shocked. I wish I had a way. There's no cameras in prison, of course. I would love to have taken a picture of it.
And wait, as Jack Abramoff saw that, did you end up then cooking it up and serving it?
No. I had a much worse job than cook. I was the washing dishes, which is one of the worst jobs you can get there.
Did you freak? How long did it take you before you could reconcile the fact that here you were making 14, 15 mil on the outside, the most powerful lobbyist in Washington, everybody? Presidents, vice presidents,